Jason Cairns, best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
I know that at breakfast Saturday, you talked about how weak my voice was on Wednesday, but here we are just kind of working our way back to normal.
Yeah, there's just a hint of it there yet,
yeah.
But definitely much better than it was last week.
And would you believe I have another basketball game to do tonight? It's just,
wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's becoming your full-time job.
It is, yeah. So
yeah.
I think one tonight, one Friday. So,
all right.
Did you catch me in the parade in Chippewa Falls on Saturday night?
I honestly didn't even know there was a parade in Chippewa Falls.
It was the 34th annual Wonderland Parade, and the theme was Candyland this year. And so I was the double yellow space off the board. Dawson was Lord Licorice. Sam was Mr. Mint. So we passed out a lot of little candy canes.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Huh. With a little gospel right up on there. And so, yeah, you know, it was just a sea of kids. I mean,
sure.
All along Bridge Street there in Chippewa Falls. I mean, and there were a lot of folks. It really was. It really was.
Cool.
How about your weekend?
It was good. I was able to see you on Saturday morning, which was excellent. Did a little bit of hiking yesterday. Went to, where did I go yesterday? Huffman Hills yesterday.
Okay.
And I was the only person there. So it was
now
nice.
Here. It was a non-Packers Sunday. We could have had some more hikers out there, you know.
Right, and it was a beautiful weekend. I mean, it was really warm for the time of year. So, but yeah, other than that, pretty uneventful.
Our breakfast table a little more crowded on Saturday because
it
our
was.
Buddy Ed turned 78, and we had some visitors. So,
yep. So, I was packed around the table, and I was like, "We've got some." I don't know if we could have fit many more around there.
We usually have a table set for six, and Randy's there because we're such regulars. They have it, like, all set for us. Somebody likes their water without ice, which I guess. Finally, I think they were like, hey, these guys finally came through. They really filled it to the max, so.
Yeah.
Hey, I read this morning. It says, do you want to feel warmer this winter? Take daily cold showers. It says, sound counterintuitive, it's true. Exposing yourself to the positive stress of cold increases your body's good fat, the brown fat. The benefits of brown fat and cold therapy are increased cold tolerance, increased stress threshold, increased fat burning, decreased inflammation, increased insulin sensitivity, decreased anxiety and depression, and increased circulation. Did I sell you?
So I have friends who do that, who take cold showers every day for those reasons.
Huh.
But... So the negative of doing that, though, is that you have to take a cold shower.
I know. Yeah, right.
You know?
I know.
Yeah.
When I first read it this morning, I'm like, I was not sold. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah. I understand the principle behind it. I think it probably does make some sense. But my goodness, especially this time of year, a nice warm shower is really a good thing.
I know. It says cold exposure is like a training center for your metabolism and your mental health. Now, I don't know. Reading it here the second time with you, I'm like, okay, maybe. But I remember when I had a sales job with the Southwestern Company, the summer of 83, and that was the deal. You're supposed to wake up in whatever, cold shower early in the morning, 6 o'clock or something, and then you were supposed to the breakfast, this whole routine. And it's one thing to say that in the summer. It's another thing in the winter.
Right, for sure.
But
then you just never get warm again.
No, so between the two of us, we're like, go ahead, you do it first. And it's like,
right.
No, you do it first.
Yeah, exactly. Good for all of you out there who are doing it. But.
I continue to have good intentions about being prepared, more prepared with Advent, but we'll see if that ever happens. Because it's week two, and the theme this week is peace. What comes to mind when I talk about peace?
I feel like the world is often lacking in peace, and it has felt that way for some time. And, our friend Perry always had this thing that said, it begins with me. And for me, I think that is true. And trying to figure out how to make that part of how I show up in the world on a day-to-day basis.
I thought maybe you were going to talk about shalom, because we talk about Rick Love's book, Peace Catalysts.
Yeah.
And I think in the first chapter, he talks about shalom. And so.
Yeah, so shalom, right, deals with the concept of not only peace, but your flourishing, human flourishing, and I think those two things are tied with one another.
It's kind of a multifaceted word, yeah, for sure.
Right. Yeah,
wholeness, too, right?
Yeah, I think those all kind of run together.
I love the scripture, I think it's Philippians 4, that may the peace of Pat, may the peace surpass all understanding, right?
Yeah.
As your hearts and minds are guarded in Christ Jesus, something like that. So,
yeah.
Anyhow, tell you what, we're going to leave it on that today. So
sounds good.
Thanks. All right, everybody. Jason Kanz, WWIB. We did promise you a joke, and it is Make Us Laugh Monday. Caleb and I will have our three jokes apiece after 7:45, but we turn to the listeners before that.
The husband asked his wife, "Well, what would you like for Christmas this year?" The wife thought and said, "Well, I'll give you a hint. On Christmas morning, I'd like to go out, see your garage out there. I'd like to go out there, open it up, and go in there and find something that goes from 0 to 200 in 6 seconds." And the husband said, "Oh, okay." Well, Christmas morning come, and husband said to his wife, "Your gift is in the garage." Oh, she got very excited, thought, "Oh boy, I'm going to get a Corvette." She runs out there and opens the garage. There was no car there, but a package on the floor, wrapped in pretty paper with a bow on it. So she took the paper off, the bow off, and opened up, and it was a scale.
Oh, man.
All right, John, thank you very much. All right, would you believe 15 names, 15 different different people have given one or more partner pledge to Women Incorporated, and so they'll be in this latest drawing here as we come up on 10 before 7 and 31 degrees. No Drew Frelick, our stand-up comic pastor friend from outside Detroit. He's off to a monastery for basically a solitude and silence retreat, so we wish him well there. Yeah, kind of convenient, ain't it, to hear him brag about the Lions being the Packers. But, yeah, the latest giver, supporter, Stephen in Dorchester with partner pledge. And so 15 of them. That is fantastic. And some people have given more than one. I mean, Brian Christie had 10 partner pledges. Wow. So fantastic. So, again, Stephen was the latest on Saturday. We'd love to keep it going throughout the month. This is day 6 of our 12 days of bundles. 3 drawings a day. 2 of them right here on the WIB Wake Up Show. 1 of them right now. Who's the latest? Who's going to get contacted by us to choose their bundle? It's Christy in Rice Lake. Congratulations, Christy. All right, our weekend recap. I had 3 basketball games in 3 days with half my voice tied behind my back. So, anyhow, we continued on Friday night and another one Saturday afternoon. And got another one tonight. So, good forward to that. The Christmas parade was a big highlight. It was fun to take part in that. I was the double yellow space from Candyland. And handing out a lot of those mini candy canes. Caleb, it was just children as far as the eye could see all the way down Bridge Street there in Chippewa Falls, and lots of folks. It was a lot of fun, and the weather was so good for it. So, and then no football for me all weekend long. I mean, I didn't watch any. May have listened a little bit on the radio here or there, but so no football weekend.
Okay, so what are the odds that you and I would both not watch any football over the weekend? Because I did not watch any either.
I mean, you know, there were no Packers, so.
Yeah, no Packers game, and a lot of other things going on. So going back, of course, I was off a couple days. We were down in Rochester for Nora's surgery, and thank you for those who prayed for her and for our family. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. It was a very rough time for a while. Thankfully, the surgery went well, but
good.
Some really, really tough times. But we're back. She's doing better and better. So we praise the Lord for that. And wasn't always a lot of sleep, but able to stay awake enough to do a couple games on Saturday after yours as we pulled off the triple header of basketball games on Saturday. And then yesterday was our Christmas program at church. And I have to say, my little 6-year-old, she's a warrior, and she was not going to miss that Christmas program. Huh. She desperately wanted to be there. So she was there and she took part and up there singing with the other kids. Cooper and Lily as well did great in their respective parts and roles too. So again, we made it up to church for the Christmas program and then headed back home. Kind of had a little bit more of a quiet Sunday afternoon of rest. And here we are jumping back into the weekend. That 6-year-old going to be turning 7 tomorrow. So she's had a very, very full start to December.
I guess.
For sure.
Huh. All right, three jokes apiece on a Monday, a Make Us Laugh Monday, December 9th. The first of my three. Caleb, the other day I saw a dog and a cat sitting next to each other on a couch reading. Yeah, the dog was reading How to Win Friends and Influence People. The cat, The Art of War.
There you go. Let me see here. You know what? Somebody threw a bottle of omega-3 pills at my head. It's okay, though, as my injuries are only super fish oil.
Very good.
I had to be quick on the laugh track with that one because it wasn't very good.
Hey, two guys are hiking through the woods and one of them cries out, "Snake, run!" His buddy laughs at him and says, "Ah, oh, relax. It's only a baby. Don't you hear the rattle?"
Oh, man.
I know you don't like snakes. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, I misplaced Dwayne Johnson's cutting tool for the origami workshop. I can't believe I lost The Rock's paper scissors.
That would be confusing playing that with him. Hey, finally this morning, may you live as long as you want and not want for as long as you live. Now, that's an Irish toast. Cinnamon, eggs, bread, and maple syrup, that's a French toast.
Oh, man.
Oh, one more for me. Goodness, there's not a whole lot here. How about this one, Havel? What do you call Santa without his GPS?
What?
A lost clause.
Yes. There you go.
All right. And a slightly better one coming in on the WIB listener line here from Sherry from Whitehall. Let's take a listen here on WWIB.
Good morning and happy Make Us Laugh Monday. Here's my contribution for today. How much does a chimney cost? Nothing. It's on the house. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Sherry. Man.
Thank you, Sherry. 715-396-1670. Also, a birthday wish as well, Howell,
right,
that we should get to. Go ahead if you've got it.
Yes, Julie this morning let us know her husband.
Randy's
got a birthday today. So happy birthday, Randy. You're her favorite person.
All right. Happy birthday, Randy. Hope it's a wonderful day up there in Rice Lake.
All right. WWIB, the WIB wake-up show. And we have another record breaker in the news.
Yes, and so this is for a product that seems to be kind of the heel of Christmas gifts, right? So it's like, just throw that out or give it back or whatever. I don't think it's that bad personally, but I do not think I would ever pay anywhere close to this much for this item.
I am not a fan of fruitcake. Now, you might say, well, have you tried it? Yeah, I think I've tried it a time or two. But here's the thing. The world record price for fruitcake is $1.72 million.
I don't think anyone would be returning that if they received it for Christmas. This extravagant dessert, known as the Diamond Fruitcake, was created for the... you're just laughing because that... Takashimaya Department Store in Tokyo. I feel like I made it through that name pretty quickly.
One of your superpowers is pronouncing difficult words. The high price is attributed to the 223 diamonds, you heard me right, embedded in the cake, which have a total weight of 170 carats.
The cake took 6 months, half a year to design, and an entire month to create. And although it is edible, the diamonds are not meant for consumption. You think?
Yeah, I know the guy who paid the big dollars for that, banana taped to the wall already ate it, but I don't think you want to eat this. Fruitcake is a traditional holiday dessert with a history that dates back to ancient Rome, where it was made with ingredients like barley,
pomegranate seeds,
raisins,
and nuts. Its association with the holidays is largely due to its rich ingredients, which were historically expensive and reserved for special occasions, making it a festive indulgence during the 18th and 19th centuries. Well, so, yeah.
That makes a bit more sense, I guess. The cake's long shelf life, enhanced by the use of different beverages, made it practical for holiday celebrations before modern refrigeration.
$1.72 million
for
a fruitcake. And remember, don't eat the diamonds.
I guess I would say you shouldn't have.
And it's time for another drawing in our 12 Days of Bundles, Halvo. And again, great to see the box filling up with folks' generous support of the ministry. When you give a gift of a suggested $103.70, your name goes into this box, and three times per weekday through the 17th, we're going to do drawings for some extra prizes. And if your name is drawn out of the box, somebody give you a call and you'll be able to pick from those great bundles, everything from gift cards to grocery stores or Quick Trip to Bibles. Lots of great gifts remaining.
Absolutely. Yeah. Maybe a couple have been, gobbled up already, but so many remain, and 14 names in here. So we're so grateful to all of our December partners.
All right. So here is the next winner.
Hard to get one name out of the 14. It is Alan Longenecker in Elk Mound.
Thank you so much, Alan, for that wonderful gift to the ministry. And again, thank you to all who are supporting here at the year end. And again, your gift's tax deductible and helping meet the budgetary needs of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Next drawing coming up on The Drive with Dawson.
Now, what you ask for Christmas and what you get could be two completely different things.
Yes, and we have a list of some of the oddest things that kids have wanted for Christmas, what they've actually asked for. Not sure if they got these or not.
Right, so one child said, apparently after waiting a couple of hours, one parent says that their daughter asked for a hot dog.
So, yeah, waiting in line. I know we were in a mall the other day, and, the big bearded fellow, and my children did not want anything to do with him, to be honest. But I can understand. If you wait for a long time, it's like, yeah, could I just have something to eat? Someone says, my five-year-old asked for a live octopus or a shark. Either way, not picky.
That's all for Christmas. Someone else says, I had a student whose child asked for a new liver. Apparently, he was healthy and just wanted one to play with.
All right.
That's different.
What is the oddest thing that your kid wanted for Christmas? Someone says, I was at a kid's Christmas party and every child was asked to share what they wanted for Christmas. A kid said, I want a whistle that I can blow at night to wake my mom up and scare her.
Wow.
Really
no,
hoping
thank you.
That this young person did not get that gift.
And that evokes all those thoughts about, you know, as you're giving to other family members who have kids, are you going to give noisy toys?
Yeah.
Right? And finally, someone says, their child told Santa she wanted a piece of toast. And so, lo and behold, they have toast for breakfast almost every morning.
I guess that's contentment, right?
Yeah.
Asking for what you already get.